Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it
We are in tune here, and as Sam Cooke, yes, change, and
thank you for
listening, and we want to get into this next edition of the show and see what we have going on in it. Okay, now I hope you're having a good day and your life is going well. If life is not going well, I can assure you, especially, I hope you're not physically sick. But if your problem is with your personal life, just think about this. If you're in a relationship that's going nowhere, what should you do? Like, you know, what if you're in a marriage that has a legal contract and things not going well? well, how long you have that relationship. Or for that matter, any relationship, time has a lot to do with it. But if you jump into the relationship without analyzing, you know, like primary things that you should look into before, you know, usually what motivates us in a relationship is sex. And, you know, it's sex is just like food that you throw to animals and they rush down to eat it. Some of them fight to get it. Well, basically, from my experience, I grew up in a society that only church you have there as what is considered the best thing around, the church. Well, I find out now that church is not what I thought it was. And we felt safe with church. And I'm finding out now it's the opposite of what is true. Church doesn't help anybody with morals. Don't help you. I mean, church doesn't help you with what is most important. And it has nothing to do with physical things. It deals with what the church teaches you. The church is lying at the very outset of getting you into the church, because you probably don't know, but before you and I were born, when the called Roman Catholic Church began, and here we stand here, it's not too long ago, it's easy for us to examine the whole thing. But my point is now, what we grow up and think about the church, it's totally different from what the church is really about. Now, we thought that it was the will of God for us to have a church and to take, you know, try to save us and everything like that. But that's not true. It's not true. And you may say, but what is he talking about? Yeah. You hear me very well. I grew up in the church too. My parents are Christian. And I grew up from age 7. I joined in. And I stayed with it until after I was 50 years of age. All right? So I have had enough experience about what the church is about. Right? It's a bigger delusion than I would expect. If anything wrong, I wouldn't expect what I have read and understand now about church. No, I didn't think that if anything could be wrong, for me, it wasn't the church. Because God is perfect. Jesus is perfect. Why is God lying in the Garden of Eden story in the Bible? Why God lies about the day you eat, you will surely die. The serpent come along and said, you know, actually, Eve, did God say you must eat of the fruit? And she said, yes, we must only eat of this, but don't eat of this. And say, if we eat it, we will die. But the serpent said something that a lot of people don't pay attention to, that the serpent is actually lying. We wouldn't say God lied. Right? When God said, tell Adam and Eve that they will die if they touch the fruit or eat the fruit, you never, in a Christian state of mind, no, we don't think that God lied. No, God is never lying. For what? We don't pay no attention to the fact that the talking serpent, we only think that, okay, talking serpent will say anything. But guess what happened? Talking serpent. If God had said that, if when if God had a stick to his position, that the people will die, could stick to it. But God can't stick to it, you see. Because what God said as a misrepresentation, a lie, which God cannot do as a perfect God, it would be a different story. But he didn't. God did not stick to his story or his words, giving the order to Adam and Eve. He didn't stick to it, because the serpent came when he asked the question, you know, did God tell you not to eat the fruit? And they tell the serpent that God said they shouldn't eat of it, but they can eat of other things. Don't eat of the fruit in the middle of the garden. What the garden turned out to be is the woman's vagina. Mm-hmm. It is the woman's vagina in the midst of the garden. Now, what was the garden? Now, we don't know of any geography that the Bible gives us that this is the place where God, I mean, considering that God would make fortification, accommodation for Adam and Eve, but we don't know of any. He's talking about a garden like it's in the middle of nowhere. So think about it, my friends. The world is not like we come and think it is, because a world with church is garbage. It is uncivilized. The worst uncivilized institution. It is a lie. It is a production that lies deliberately by the white sodomites. They are the ones behind the publishing of the Bible and talking about talking serpents and the Tower of Babel. They wrote those stories knowing the act that they have committed against the African black people. Because the creation of God was not meant in any kind of way to say it's the white people's creation. No, because we have good science history in the World History textbook that tells us something different. It tells us not about the human creation in a garden, but rather the creation in the World History textbook, Sumerian history. That's what we are told. So in this case, these white people over 12,000 years had an experience, because prior to that, they were uncivilized Homo erectus offspring. That's what they were for about 2 million years, right? And they didn't have anything. I mean, nothing. They didn't know civility. They were just a little above animals. You know what I mean? A little above animals. But now they interbreed up with Neanderthals, which was a very bad thing for them to do, because it makes them more human in the wrong way. You see, nature evolve all kinds of creatures, including them. That's all we know about the Homo erectus. But we don't, when you read the history, it doesn't tell you that the African hybrid people, or if you want to call them black people, it doesn't tell us that the white people are created with us. No, because we are 100% hybrid. Two different dissimilar life created us by DNA fertilization in vitro. But how did the white people came about? The process of evolution, whatever the process was, but it was not about a man and a woman having children. Right? So their evolution come from a different creation. Then, if you want to put it that way, they come from a different origin than us. We come from Homo sapiens sapiens. No, Homo sapiens. We become Homo sapiens. We are Homo sapiens today. Hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens. That's what we are today. But our ancestors, our direct ancestors, is Homo sapiens, wise human being, and mixed with the blood of the gods. That's why there is so much said, even in the Bible, about the blood of Christ. Christ never exists, neither does any history Christ anywhere. So talking about the church is a big, not a small can, but a big can of stinking worms wiggling up in there, full to the brim. The church, if you read and get to know, no revelation not telling you none of this stuff. The real is to tell you about this. The Bible begins to lie at Genesis 1. And most of what you're reading in the Bible are lies, right through to Revelation. Right? And when you read about a lot of things, we would know that they are lies if we were reading wisely before. Read like we are really reading something. You see? But a lot of things we think to be the word of God, it doesn't come from no God whatsoever. None. And that's what the white people want. You see? Because, see, right now, they got us off, away from the coherency of our mind. We can't read and take instruction the way we are supposed to. So now, black people are in the worst shape, although they don't know it. Because to tell them that the church is not for black people, they're going to eat them teeth after you and stuff like that. They don't want to hear that because it cannot be true in their mind. But what about the history? A record of the past, of people who lived before us, our ancestors. Do you read any history that pertaining to the creation of man for the flood? Because you know, according to the Bible, mankind was alive before the flood. Right. Do you read the history? Because you cannot take the Bible for history. The Bible is not history, because what you're reading about God and Adam and Eve, you can't find any history to tell you that it's true. They don't have any endorsement, certification on the Bible. Just say Genesis book. But the entire Bible has no certification. What you're reading in as a creation story is true. None. I say none. But who is it that you think, when they hear me say that, they take that like, you know, like, okay, I have to look that up? No, nobody don't care to look about that, because they're certain that the Bible is true. All the churches around, why would these churches be around if it were God wasn't true? So who met man and stuff like that? Well, you would know that from the Bible. You would know who mankind is created if you read Bible and believe Adam and Eve in a garden where God make heaven and earth 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Listen, my dear one,
It is white sodomite right in the Bible.
All right. The worst part about it is that they strip the black people of your inalienable rights.
It's not enough. Right now, as I am sitting here, and I'm laughing,
you know, it's simply because my mind is on the cycle right now. Right?
Why?
But I am not joking. The world is full of law and order. That you read that, not in the Bible. When I'm telling you about Moses, Ten Commandments, and all that kind of stuff, it's a sodomite stuff you're reading. You're not getting the fact about existence, civilized existence. And you don't read in the Bible about civility, because the Bible don't care about civility. The people who are, you know, who are the ones that produce the Bible, Old and New Testament, they are the Indo-European. It's them. And they shroud themselves in all kind of, they mask themselves, veil themselves under different names. Okay? Because when you have a Bible now that these white Indo-Europeans, you know, they are staunch Christians. They are the Christians. And they evangelize black people into being Christian too. Right? So what I am saying to you now that the Bible not telling no truth about human creation, while we think so, because we come up into a world with the turkeys all around us and things like that. I would never know this until something happened in my head and I started to read and pay attention to what I'm reading and find out that what I have been believing over the past half a century is not what I see the Bible saying. And that's where the whole thing stops. So if you don't read historical records to find out about the flood, you're wasting your life reading the Bible. Because there are things there that a sensible person reading should pick up, but because we grow up with a belief in mind, we don't see them. Right? And things like one of them just come to my mind a while ago. The actions of God in the Bible doesn't suggest that God is perfect at all. And you can't start saying that you will let man be a liar and God be true. Right. Let God be true. In the illustration of Genesis creation story that makes you think that God is perfect. Somebody need to call me and talk to me about that. All that story between Genesis 1 and the third chapter of Genesis. Talk about it with me and point out to me, you know, the story of God telling Adam and Eve not to eat of the fruit, right? And they will die after they eat it. And the serpent that came in later on and stuff like that. Talk to me and show me how God is perfect. How God kicked them out of the garden. And he doesn't discuss any provision apart from they are not to eat of the fruit, don't touch it and stuff like that. We don't see anything that he prepare a building, a place for them. Nothing like that. This is all something that is all vacuous, fictional. And yet still, we are given it to believe it.
No, if you, we shouldn't be believing anything because belief doesn't make anything happen. Believe is a connecting word, conditional. And you usually use it when there is acceptance, when there is the need to have faith, confidence, these kind of what you'd call it now. I say connecting. Belief is to connect you to something. Somebody tell you about something and you believe what they say and you're going to act upon it. So belief become only a connecting word. Create a situation where you get connected with something, right? So if you look at it, you don't need to exercise your belief until certain circumstances arise. Look at the word and the definition to it, and look at the context of those definitions. Acceptance, having faith, having confidence, having trust, and look at those definitions. They are about an object. See? And that is what is missing from us black people. You see? Belief is not something that you use like when you have knowledge about something. You see, because you went to school and they didn't have a class how to believe. But they should. They don't. It's not in the interest of the white people and their church that they use to draw people in via belief and faith and hope. Those key words are their star feature of getting people into the church, right? So what I'm trying to show, what I'm saying to you, which I think may be very strange, you need to listen to what I'm saying, otherwise keep on believing what you believe and you can't give proof for it. What I'm talking about, you don't believe in anything unless you are able to prove to yourself that you have an object that you believe in. That constitutes your knowledge. Whether you're stupid or you're intelligent for believing in such a thing, you need to know. If you are believing and you don't know the object, you only believe that the object is somewhere, that's not good enough for you to believe in. You can wait until the time comes when you see that stuff. But anytime somebody is going to tell you about something, but you can't see it, you don't need to bother with that unless you want a connection to see it. So at this point, we don't even better call it belief. You see, because belief is something, is a verb, is a doing word, mentally or physically. So when you are believing something, you need to understand. You're not just assuming. Once you do the act of believing in this book, look, you waive your rights. Right? To be wrong. You see, and this is the thing that what I'm pointing to is that if we are reading words properly and understand our words, we don't just go to church and go believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved when you don't even have at least the geography of where God placed those two people. Now, what sense does it make?
for you to believe into something in that context, where for generation and generation, our people are reading the Bible and praising God. And it is based on Adam and Eve in the garden, and they sin. There's a lot riding on this stuff that the principle of words don't work in the way that the Bible is so come and be converted because Jesus did die for our sin because Adam and Eve did sin. Now, if Adam and Eve exist and they're going to be placed in a book as our foreparents, the first two people, now, you don't, that context warrants, just like if, John tells you that he's married, he has, a wife and three children. All right. If it is necessary for you to prove that this man have these children, for you to do certain business with this person, you don't need this man to just tell us him have three children. Because he may sound as genuine as ever, but he doesn't have not even one. You see what I mean? They say Obama have two girls, but then why should the media come up with two girls? Those two girls belong to friends of the Obamas who loan their two girls to them to act as their children. Now, in a world like we are in, you're going to say that is not true. When they are showing you, everything is in the media, right? Just as we know Obama on television, that's the way they show their friends on television, right? So we know all of them on television. All right. But why do you think it would be necessary for somebody to come up and showing Obama and their friends and the mother and the father of those children? And if you see the picture, then if you think they resemble Obama and Michelle, well, you're going to know that Obama and Michelle are not the parents of those children, because they resemble who they say are the mother and father of those two girls. You dig it? All right. So what I'm trying to say to you, if you think this white people world, they say it's a man's world. No, this is not a man's world as it is. This is a sodomite world. European white people. It's their world. And it's not in fact their world, but they are assumed to be, because their criminal act put them in this position. Read the history, the reason why white people are ruling the world. Bogus rule. Fraudulent rule. Okay? That is what you're supposed to know, but they do such a fine job of deluding black people that it's tough to understand what they have done and entrapped us into delusion. Really? That it's hard for us to not accept that the Bible is real with prophets prophesying and stuff like that. It shows how artistic these white people are and good with their pen writing stories. But all of what they have done come to naught, because we find out. You see? And you can only fool black African people so long. We have that failure believing, because we fill up the church. But the point is, they're not good liars. White people are not good liars. They are not good thieves. No. They are too uncivilized, and that it is because they come from Homo erectus. And what got them into the situation they're in,
this experience is because they interbreed up with Neanderthals. And then they are put in a position to interbreed with the African people too. Now, I didn't know that because I grew up with the church and general thinking, and everything is just, you know, the God of heaven creates everybody, you know. But, you know, if there was a chance for me to, say, befriend intimately a white woman, because a lot of them are not just white. I mean, a lot of them are, you know, are mixed with Neanderthals and mixed with some of our people too. So, whereas there was no prohibition before on these people, now there is prohibition. Because now I have read and understand pretty much the situation we are in today. It's not a joke. And the church situation that we are in, it put us in a biased position against anything anybody wants to say, because anything they're going to say to us as Christians is they are antichrist, you see? And they are all kind of things. They call the African people pagan. And African people are pagan, because that's what it means for polytheism. Pagan people are polytheism, born with the blood of the gods and Homo sapiens. When we think about the word believe, you got to understand that believe is in denotatively, believe is about something. So when you believe into something that you don't know, and you are investing time and interest into it, like we do with church, it means that you're wasting your life. You see. And I agree, you would have to be serious about your life to look into what I'm saying. The definition of the word you're using almost every day, believe. And you don't know very much about the definition. You're using the word believe and the definitions to believe. You've never researched them to find out that when you're believing something, it's an act you're committing that you believe what someone say or what you read. And when you believe it, it means that you have those definitions affecting you, because you have confidence in it. You have faith in it. And, you know, you look at the other definition for the word, believe. It's an action word, right? So now let me just take you to the action word, believe, and tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Right. Believe, meaning be of the same opinion you believe, right? Accept something, not nothing. You see that? If you are able to make sense of what I'm saying, you don't just treat this word the way we are talking here. Treat every word this way, by the definitions that they have. So everybody talking about believe. And it sounds like belief connect you immediately to something. But that's not true. Because when somebody borrows some money from you and tell you they're going to pay you back Friday, let's say we're talking about Monday morning, somebody's borrowing some money from you and tell you this Friday, they are going to get a paycheck and they'll pay you back.
Friday, right? And you straightway, without hesitation, give the person what they borrow, right? So you can tell it's not a heck of a lot of money, right? I mean, a heck of a lot of money, like thousands of dollars. No, you know, but like, you know, maybe $50 or something like that. Somebody's borrowing from you. You know, sometimes somebody has to borrow some money like that too. The only bank you go to borrow money. You can borrow from your friends too. A little money, you know, we live like that too, right? So this person asks you to lend them $50 or $100 and they pay you back Friday, right? You hand the money to this person. Raw cash, it's not a check you're getting. Cash. What did you do? Isn't it believe you executed? You believe this person. Do you understand what I'm saying? You believe the person, not disbelieve. You believe. You have confidence. And you are trusting. And, you know, you are of the same opinion. Still, the person is going to pay you back. Right? We talked about you believe in something that it is true. Because you don't believe in nothing. It's not possible. But you only believe in nothing when you believe in a lie. No, listen. I know. I presume, right? That a lot of people is not in agreement with me. But if you don't agree with words, you know, you have a bad enemy. Really, you have a bad enemy. If you don't believe in words and the definition that you're supposed to be applying to them, no, you're goose cooked. Is that a joke? Not a joke. So, life that we are living is affected by the way we think. So when you are believing in something that you don't know, like this person is going to pay you back the money on Friday, right? That's what the person said. But what happened? That was the last day you see that person in a long while. No, you think about what I'm saying, and we are looking at one instance of this, one act of belief. Because when you believe in the thing, believe one time, right? And you yield by trusting, by accepting something like the promise the person makes to you, the person is going to give you back the money Friday, right? You believe in something that it is true. Adapt that to anything else that you behave like that, right? In a circumstance, you believe, you know, you as true. You buy into it, right? You feel sure of what you are thinking. You call that the truth. This person is going to pay you back. And it is a lie from the time the person uttered that you are to lend them, because they're not going to pay you back. You're not going to see them for a long time. But I'm going to tell you, Friday, they're gone and you don't see them, right? So you think about this. The whole thing about belief is it is about something. And when you are believing in something, you have to be careful that the thing that you are believing in is not going to cost you something you don't know about, because you trust, you accept, you feel sure that it is true, and you have no fear a
turning that amount of cash into the hands of somebody you trust. You're going to church and you believe in Jesus, because that's what we say all the time. We're not afraid to say we believe in Jesus. And, you know, it was the worst thing that we ever believe in, you know, Jesus. Now, that was far from my thinking that that could be untrue. Solid is as the rock. It's my belief that Adam and Eve was in a garden, but that was no rock at all. Poor me, didn't know that. Didn't know that. But now, I am an expert on this kind of stuff. Yeah. I am expert. I mean, I'm an expert on a whole lot of other things, you know. I'm not talking about this word science process. You ain't fooling me with this. No, you're not. You see? And when we are fooled by it, we don't know nothing about said fact that, you know what? How am I sure this person is gonna give me back this money? You know, because let's say you never have no problem with them before, never hear nothing bad about this person before, right? But there's always a first time. Did you know everything about this person? No, you didn't. Right? But you just assume on the basis this person is a nice person. Well, that has happened to me before and happened to a lot of people. People lose a lot of money. I know somebody lost $7,000. They're coming out the bank and somebody meet them outside and begin to pour their distress to them and talk about they're running from some country war and they run out with their little money out of the air to settle down in America and say they want some U.S. dollars in order to, you know, settle themselves in and stuff like that. And they can hold on to the cash that they are bringing from that country they're coming from. And this person was so gullible. Take the wrap of newspaper clippings and think it is really a load of cash and expecting to get a lot returned on how much she was letting go. 7,000 U.S. dollars. Quite a few years gone by, but it's true. This is a real story I'm telling you. Because I was in the home, went down. And can't forget that, you see. And this was a nice young lady. You know, maybe 27 or so, somewhere there. You know, young and intelligent there. Now, average intelligent person. And go there and take some newspaper clipping and part with our $7,000, hoping that this person is going to like come and make good. So when you believe in something, and that's something you feel sure and everything, you know, but I tell you what, it goes the other way. It goes the other way. Now, this is serious, because we are talking about church is a major proposition when we buy into the stories in the Bible. You mean, how are we to think that somebody wasted their time or used the time, if you don't want to say they wasted? They used the time to write about an elaborate story about a human world that was created by a spirit God. Imagine that. How was I to think that that is something possible to happen? No, I didn't think so. So look at things that tangible or intangible things that we accept as true only to find out it was not. And you had no inclination it could have been wrong. No. So you willfully cooperate and dish out your interest in many different ways to something that somebody propositioned to you, and you feel like it's all right. I tell you, it's a bad stuff. We are in a bad situation and a situation where you know, we are so overcome with the confidence in it. But why should you withdraw from what I say? Now, there are different things besides believing in something. You can be curious about something and investigate. Why shouldn't you be curious about what I'm saying? Why should you keep believing in Jesus Christ and you don't read and research nothing about it? And then you're going to have no God because a God, a spirit God, a begot a son named Jesus. None of that are true. That is something we believe and feel it is credible. It's not. I'm telling you, it's not. And if you think that you want more from me than what I say, well, I am right here right now, and I'm giving you this number. Call me. Call me here, and I have, you know, plenty of time here to talk. About 1 hour and 5 minutes. That's while you can call me, but there is another hour, you know. There is another hour, almost sure, because you can talk to me even though the time to call in is over once you log in before the time expires. So I am telling you that the truth, not unless you can't you cannot understand words as good as I do. Now I am not you know, I don't have any academic certificate in language, but I can talk as much as I do right now. You understand what I'm saying, right? You're understanding what I'm saying, right? So that's good enough, because you can tell if me stupid if I'm talking stupid, right? Because you use the language maybe better than me, or at least as good as I do, right? So therefore, you can tell if me talking foolish, talking like I'm crazy. So the point is, the way I'm carrying on, I'm really carrying on like, you know, like I am all in myself. It doesn't matter that. It doesn't matter how much I'm into myself. It's whether I am talking something that is good, not unless you're going to say, well then, somebody like you could not be talking anything that is good for me. But look here. If you know where I have been, then you would have a little better approach, cautious approach to what I'm saying. Because I really know what I'm talking about. And if you think I don't know what I'm talking about, call me and find out. Call me and find out. It is a rare thing for you to meet someone like me. Hey, no joke about that. Let's get a little tune from Gilbert O'Sullivan.
If I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, I throw myself up in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's not, she stood him up. Point in us remaining, we may as well go on, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday, I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do. all I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, put me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, well, if He really does exist, why did He my heart of me? I truly am indeed alone again. Naturally, it seems to me that there are more parts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
Enough to talk, because I would hope that someone find virtue into what I'm saying. Your life is secured when you learn to use words in the manner, the hands-on understanding of words. And that's what we are affecting every day. We are carrying a linguistic effect that bears on the knowledge we have about the words and the definitions. That's where the science comes in. It's the definition that you are choosing from a word, because one word carries several definitions. Most words do carry several definitions. So when why words usually carry several definitions? Why? Because the group these words, and like, let's say, marry these different words that has certain component agrees with that word. So they may give that word like 15 different definitions, right? And then when you have a situation, you have to have a situation in order to look up a word, right? You don't understand, let's say, for example, if the word Christianity, you don't understand what Christianity is, right? But you hear people say they are Christian. But when they talk about Christianity, it's very relatively close to each other, right? Christian, and Christianity, right? It belonging to the group, right? So now you want to be able to, anytime you have a word into context and you don't know that word means, you can't assume it. You shouldn't assume it. Look it up, because you may get multiple choices and choose which one you should apply, right? The context and the application of the definition you choose for it. Because somebody, you can make a bad choice of word, and then you can cause problem with the situation that you're dealing with too, because somebody say, well, this is what you say. This is the word you use, and I work off this word that you use. You see? And you can mess up what you're doing just like that. So if you think that I am joking, I'm not joking. And I don't want to gloat too much about this, but I have proven that I know what I'm talking about. One, I have high school education, right? I go to school when I'm an adult, say 27 years of age, and I graduate. I go to a law school and did what do you call this? You know, it's a minor study of the law. Paralegal, they call it, right? Yes, paralegal. I graduate a paralegal. If you think that I am going to be as good as anybody using words on the level that I am talking about it, listen to me good. On the level that I'm talking about it, I'm supposed to talk to any educated person on this level that I'm speaking. There's just no way an educated person speaking, you know, let's say in English tongue like I am trying to do right now. There's just no way somebody with big degrees, PhDs and all kind of degrees, there's just no way they're not going to understand what I'm saying. Right? Because I've been into court system and represent my case for the arrest me at church and stuff like that, and some other place too they arrest me for. Not good arrest at all, but, you know, I mean, I am somebody in the world, and I have a voice and stuff like that, and I have, you know, my attitude and behavior and stuff like that, right? I try to be on the right side of things, but you have the society here that is a church society, white people society, take over from black people, okay? And there's a lot of things that's going on wrong that don't have any business here, you see what I'm saying? So it's easy for me to get arrested at the church that they set up. But what I'm trying to tell you about the use of words, I am telling you so that you think about what you're doing. Because you may think that because you have degrees and stuff like that, you are right. You are right under the context of the AD and Adamantic system. It's a new world order by the white sodomite people. You see? So right now, if you just listen to what I'm saying and try to make sense of it. And if you do something to make sense of it, that you should ask someone a question. And then if it turns out that you can come back to me and say, well, this is why what you're saying make no sense. And let me see what your reasoning is. But I am saying to you, I've been through a lot, a situation, and one was serious. One was serious because I am someone who don't take lightly what we call white supremacy and discrimination of black people that I have zero tolerance for, okay? And when I find I am what you call an iconoclast too, right, who have an emphasis on civilized society, and iconoclasts don't want to play with all the movement of garbage what these sodomite people bring from 2,000 or 2,600 years and bring it on and taking over black people, countries and their society and what they have and everything, and they have government AD on a dominant new world order, and we are under their rule, their bureaucracy. That is a stinker. There's nothing going to be like that. They fuck dogs, dogs fuck them, and they come out and say they're taking over black people, country, everywhere, and black people don't have anything. Okay, well, we are in the process now of finding out that's not true. That is not true, right? And these fucking ass white people, now they're coming to realize that, look, this is done away with, you see what I mean? This is done away with. So the church is their baby, right? And they get us all into the church. Well, it backfires, because now when it is proven that no Adam and Eve was in any garden, when it proved that there is no spirit God that was making no Adam and Eve, where do white people stand with that? You tell me where they stand with that. Now, I find out because of the level of reading I do, right? So I am not joking at all. If anybody's joking, it's not me. And you can call me up and engage. Anybody can feel me out, because you're not going to ask me any question. I'm not about to answer in the context that we are talking about these civilized kind of issues. You know what I mean? There's no way I'm going to run off on anybody trying to, like, I ain't going to run. So far, I'm not running about almost 8-10 years or more. I don't run from nobody. I talk what I know. That's the difference. Okay? And unlike a lot of people talking, I come to the point, I used to talk like everybody else. Right? Yes. I used to talk like everybody else, because I can tell you from 8-7, you know, I am in the church until over 50, when things began to change. But by then, I got more mature. I have more space in my brain now and everything like that, you know, and where I can examine. And I am not someone who is biased against my position with the church, with my belief in the church. Because none of them times did I know that, I noticed that believe is a verb, is a verb, right? Believe is a verb, right? It's something you do. It's a doing word, right? Yeah, it's a doing word. So you believe something one time. How much time are you gonna believe the same thing? Put your belief into a thing once. And once you believe a thing, it's like you believe in a friend. You don't keep on checking out this friend and suspect this friend or this and that. No. It means that you don't have no belief there. But when you believe in someone who is faithful and okay, you know, they can take any chance with you. You see? Because you don't expect nothing funny to go on. You know? When you're good friends and everything goes just right as far as you know. You know? So somebody would have to want to, your friend would have to want engage you into some, you know, serious, really, really serious stuff that are not casual things. And you don't want to go there with nobody. So, you know, but you say, no, I don't want to get into that. But with it, that you can trust the person, you know, if you want to trust them. But not beyond that. So belief is a tender word. It's not like we think it's all right, just believe it. That's not true. So like I said,
look up the definition. And it tells you it's acceptance is what you think into something. Always. You can't accept nothing. So belief is to accept. And remember, it's not in every context of acceptance. Belief is going to be the controlling word for acceptance. Because some acceptance, you don't have anything to do with the issue or the thing. You see, what happens when you are accepting a partial something, some object? You're accepting it for someone. All right? Somebody may come to you and ask you to deliver something to someone else. What do? You accept to do it? When you see, like, no wrong, right? It's all right. You think it's all right. So you accept that object or the subject and will deliver it. What do you, I mean, is belief anything, play any part in this? No. I mean, you'd have to stretch and try to twist and make all kind of a thing to, like, make belief and that type of confidence in something. What is going to take for you to have confidence in something? Some familiarity. You're familiar with the something that you have confidence in, right? So think about the word belief that you have in confidence in. If you read the Bible about God and what God has done, you know, making the world and stuff like that, you tell me if you have confidence in this God. If you follow what Adam and Eve went through in the Garden of Eden, and God wind up cursed them, and we are cursed today. If you think carefully about what we are into here, see if you find reason to have confidence in God. I'm not talking about the God in the Bible. No other God anyplace else. What you read about in the Bible, if you hold the Bible to be true, you tell me the reason why, and based upon the things that the Bible says about God. Bring about those things that God has done in the Garden of Eden and show me, how can you trust that God? Because God was not supposed, God is supposed to be who loves the creatures that he created, because he knew. I mean, you can't accept that God hates some people and loves some people. If you think that, believe in sodomite, because it's a sodomite them right now. What the Bible says about God, don't put a person in a position when it comes to God's perfection. Nobody's supposed to doubt a perfect God. You're not supposed to see that God does enough abominable things to happen to people who are trying to please him. Hello? You don't find none of that in the Bible. And no more than ever, if I am to take the Bible and show you the lies about God and what it said God is, wipe it totally out. The Bible, God, and a lot of things that shows that no God like that exists. And the universe don't exist by no God like that. To say that he begot a son, what words, definitions say about begot? And I can bring you proof to what I'm saying. You think the God of the Bible begot a son? Watch this. Watch this carefully. This is a B.
begot. So what he did, begot is the past tense. So beget. Beget. Right? And it says, typically of a man, sometimes of a man and a woman, being a child, not being, is bring a child into existence by the process of reproduction. They hope that the king might beget an heir, H-E-I-R, by his new queen. Right? That's beget, beget. So it says, create, spawn, generate, engender, S-I-R-E, Siri, father, and this is S-I-R-E, says, the male parent of an animal, especially stallion. All right. So what we are dealing with right now, think about what I'm saying to you. The Bible says God begot his son Jesus. All right. Hold on. Right. So I read beget to you. Right. It's a man begetting a child by a woman. All right. Now, let's see. Let's see. B-E-G-O-T-T-E-N. Begotten. Begotten. Video. All right, begotten. That is our sense of beget, right? So God beget a son at some point, and he's Jesus. Right? So, you know, he has this name from way back then, or what if you want to call him Christ or something, right? But begotten is a verb. That's something he did. So God beget a son. Now, in the past tense, you have the begotten of God. Jesus was begotten, right? From the day he was beget Jesus Christ, right? So watch this. Typically of a man, sometimes of a man and a woman bring a child into existence. That's begotten, right? Past participle. So you think about this now. This action, verb, think about it, that God beget a son. How did he do it? Telling you that nothing the Bible say about Adam and Eve is true. If you connect the whole thing up, nothing that it says about 6-day creation and all that kind of thing. And then when you bring these stuff up now these days, they want to back up like it's not a literal thing. Even the days that they write about. These people are so ignorant when they write the Bible. They did not know to separate eras from one beer. These sodomite fucking ass white people am. And this is the Bible with too many lies for black people to believe in it. Okay? And how they get you into it?
into this believing thing, that even believing that this spirit God beget a son. How do you get a spirit God to beget a son? Only these fucking ass white people write something like that. You see, and all over the world, they are raised up high. You see what I mean? And they have a book like the Bible turning black people into idiots every day. You can see that these people are wolves in sheep's clothing. White people don't belong among African people, not even 1 second. They don't belong. So this is what I'm trying to show you. Why are we believing in Jesus Christ when it is not a story with any physical beings at all? Right off God, because God do some of the most is a sodomite character. I can prove it to you. That God don't exist, period, because they say you never see him. So don't bring that here for anybody to, like, resolve anything. You can't resolve anything with a character God of the Bible. You can't resolve anything. But these white people want you to accept it like it's true, because that they fuck ass too much. That's where they are coming from. But look, I mean, we don't want to be concerned about their fucking ass, but don't fuck ours. That's it. Down into barricading the African people, because for one thing, as far as they are concerned, we don't live where we control. Black people don't. I mean, Jamaica may be closer to us saying that, you know, we control ourselves, but we're not controlling ourselves because the queen, the white queen, these sodomites between them still have certain control over Jamaica from the imperial colonialism time, telling them, you know what? That type of a connection with the queen is not a legal connection, because the queen don't have the power to control in Jamaica. You see? Now, we got the solution to the problem, and that is, it's a calendar that we possess before they think of calendar. And that's where they get, they are coming from, the paragon, the Elohim paragon, the best known on planet Earth is the zodiacal calendar. They don't have nothing to do with it. But they know the fucking ass, and them think they can make, you know, I mean, bread out of stone. They can do anything. They have all the magic. Right? The point is, they don't belong in our territory at all. All the territory that they take over and say it's there, and they have A, B, and Adam and shit. No, there is no such a thing. You read the world, it's a textbook. These white fucking ass people that you see all over America into Palestine, they don't have a damn thing called government power. None. Let's go into the history and find out. But they set up like their own fucking ass government, right? But they can't show you that in a world history textbook. They can't show you it as a record of the past. No, and so they were able to kill and subdue black people. 1220 AD and Adamani, they make call tribunal and make legislation and pass them, three of them, the Pope, two Pope, and one Emperor. And these are not empowered government authority. I mean, I'm talking about authentic authority, government authority, or what you call it, sovereign authority. You see, that commander kingship and so forth. That's why they come and start talking about monarchs and queens. I don't see that in the world Israel. You see. And just like you have pharaohs, a pharaoh is not just man. You have woman pharaoh too. So is king. There is the foundation there for a woman to be a king. Yeah. You see what I mean? So kingship to rule over organized society. Righteous rule. So here we have the situation with these white people are using these vacuous notion about a world that they started 2,000 years ago with a man coming from heaven to die. And the whole thing is a homosexual story. The whole thing in the Bible, beginning with Genesis, is homosexual writing. Just as you see, they're talking about they have federal law in America here. Scoop them up and throw them over into the ocean floor because they are lying. They talk about black people are not humans, but they turn it the other way around. They are not humans. Go into the world as a textbook and go into the front, you know, science section of it, and it will tell you who the white people are, where they come from. But now they got into an experience where, you know, they start to, you know, I mean, you know, fuck the Neanderthals, and then later on start to fuck the African people too, until their offspring come up, you see, and look more like them than anybody else. But look at their nose, and you can always tell the difference. That they now start to, you know, since they get and learn civilization, learn to read and stuff like that, 2 billion years, not billion, but 2 million years, they had no language. And it is clear that it's after hybrid people originate on earth by the gods that came here 450,000 years ago. 150,000 years later, they create the African people. That's the history in science. So if you want to talk off the record and away from historic record, we don't have a conversation, right? But you see, a lot of people are affected by what people are saying outside of the historic record. And we don't have anything going on like that. So I am telling you, say they are right now. They don't have anything because they're criminals in what they do. And it's in the world it's protected. Right? And look, if you see one of these people, if I could tell you one day that somebody who have, like, say, government authority would talk to me about what I am saying, tell you that they come and talk to me about what I am saying. You know what? They are wiser than that. They are wiser. They rather see me dead rather than they come and talk to me. Because coming and talk to me is like throwing themselves in a sinkhole, because there's absolutely no language on earth can deliver them out of what they are in. May the gods of heaven help. I would love to see that day when they hit the deck. Hit the deck. But
if they wanted to talk to me, they probably would have talked to me long time ago. But they know when they are sinking. They know. They say, Duppy know who for frighten? No, they're not going to want me to talk and make worse for them. So they would rather see me dead, right? I am not afraid of death. You know, I am afraid of myself because I am a human. I'm a hybrid human, and too many frail things about me, right? But I am determined to be as good as I can. Where that help come from? I am looking where I can get the help, because you know what? I don't make myself alive. I don't make things go well in my life, except to try and make proper selection of things that I do. Apart from that, though, providence is what causes us to live, right? And so it is. I am not going to behave like I rule anything, or that I am the one who is causing me to survive. I know that the divine power works in nature to make us live. And I don't want to be oblivious to that I depend on the source. And good behavior, you know, stay clean is the right thing to do, because that's when life is the best. People who want to be nasty and be criminal to other people, that's their thing. I don't have that blood, but the white people, they do. And that's the blood they have. They cannot get rid of the Homo erectus blood out of them. They can't get that out. They are sodomites, and they like to fuck anything that they can fuck. That's the white people, that's their attitude. That's their culture. And my thing here, look at how long that they've been destroying black people and the world. Now, you think I'm going to come and learn to read better than I used to, and I'm seeing things, and I don't talk about it? You must be crazy. I am not that crazy, if I am any crazy. And if you don't want to talk the truth, well, it's up to you. It's up to you. Now, these white people, I'm telling you that they don't care about what is civilized. They talk about civility, but they don't care about it. Look at the kind of stuff that they have written. They don't write about themselves. They write about black people, and they say they have government to rule over black people. Well, look, I hope they get the message, right? I hope they get the message to save themselves a lot of problems, take their route, and get back to their proper place of origin. That's what white people are to do, because, look, what I'm saying is never going to go away. And look, there's a lot on earth to be taken care of. And they are the culprits of all those things. I'm telling you, the God's been waiting a long time for me to develop to where I can say the right thing. Right? Well, here I am. I'm saying it. Right? I am saying it. And if they think they have a chance to get away, that is what their sodomite fucking ass mind telling them. No, they should, you know, sorry that they didn't have a little better sense than what they have. The Bible that they wrote is abominably, a stinker. It doesn't have anything intelligible in there to help people a civilized life. Nothing in the Bible. They lie about everything, and then they persuade people to believe. When people find out that there is nothing there to believe at all,
That's it. That's it. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. The fact is, history speaks. Prehistory speaks. And no matter how much money you have and how healthy you think you are, you're not getting over the historic record. We are these sodomites, all the evil on earth, and divide up people, you know, and talk about Jesus and Jesus. It's all haggard. A story we are reading, passing the world of sober to a world of fairy tale. You're passing the world of sober reality to a world of fairy tale. That's what the Bible is. That's what Jesus is. That's what God is. And that's what the white people are. They're turning a lot of black people into this haggard thing too. Everybody that wants that a sweet taste of sex into the arms too, because of these sodomite white people that don't have no sense. No sense of civility. They can read, yes. Some of them lawyers, doctors, and stuff like that. They're faggots, too. They're faggots. You see? And mingling up against the African civilized people. No, sir. No, sir. No go. No. It's not in the history. And I am ordering them to get out. And if they don't want to get out, they'll find out soon why they should have gotten out. Find out that what I'm saying about words is true. And that's what get us to where we are supposed to be until we are dead. If you can understand that, there's nothing that is going to come your way apart from that. Because it's a way to use words. I'm showing you, you can't use words and go to church and you are civilized. You're just not. And when did this the Christianity come about? Just to read that and know where they're coming from, 509 BC, and what they do to have wealth and military and stuff like that. You have to read it because they're hiding everything. But it's in the world literature. And when you stop believing and looking for the truth, you'll find it. And you're going to know, these are monkey fucking ass people you see here about Jesus and his disciples. They're all ass fucking. Look at them. You can tell the way they dress up. It's not normal. You see what I mean? Look at them. You can tell that. I mean, for 2 million years, they fucking ass and look like ladies or something like that. That's why you see so many of them men in the car driving two sodomites, you know, in a Rolls Royce or something like that. Where they get the money from? They get it from the African territory. That's where they get it from. Right? And they have set up all the institutions that affect the learning process of the African people. A lot of bad things going on. The bureaucratic power that they have over the world and stuff like that. Something to dump into the sewer system because it's not law. They don't have no bureaucracy that they are running. It's all criminal. That's it. We have is the most dangerous, poisonous book. And it's not because some look at good things that's in there. Of course, a lot of good things in the Bible. I learned a lot of good knowledge from the Bible, but it's not the creation story. So it means all those good things that I'm talking about, it's not a part of the creation that the Bible is talking about. And say, a spirit God created us. It's not a part of that. You see? And it is careless reading and negligence why black people are so backward in this sense and begging them, you know, to save our lives and stuff like that. That's not what we should be talking about. And Black Lives Matter and all that kind of stuff. That's not our language we're supposed to be talking about. And show these sodomite white people what government is. Show them. Because that the government that control every civilized person in the world. White people are not civilized. They are not supposed to be having anything to do with law and order. Nothing. They're supposed to go where they come from. fuck did they come from? But they are speaking now and have little language and they can transform themselves like, oh, they are the most intelligent people on the ground. Well, we can show them none of that is true. Citing the record, they don't have no Congress, civilized Congress or civilized Supreme Court or any court that is civilized. Nothing. You see, so it's time for them to understand what fucking the ass and fucking Neanderthals and fucking hybrid people. They're going to find out what it profit them now. You see, because everything that they set up pay now. They don't have anything. I can tell you that for sure. White people don't have any government at all in anywhere African people live. So right now, they can't show you that. The calendar that they have, AD Anadamani, it's not even good shit. AD Anadamani that they're using bind every contract, multi-billion, trillion money, and AD Anadamani is not good shit. No joke at all. Put it to the test. Who created the AD Anadamani? Who created? What monk did it? And almost Pope put their hand on trying to like change the calendar. And when did they eventually just come into the Western Hemisphere with it? You think about that. Think about that. Because you're talking about 2021 years now since they make that calendar. But before, they were doing a lot of things beside, like politically, invasions and stuff like that. So they were doing it like 2,000 years or so before. You see, in a political sense. But when they were able now to make the calendar after they come into Palestine, that's when they jump into the Western Hemisphere. You see what I mean? So they were going on before that and deceiving the people in the Western Hemisphere. But they weren't able to do the calendar thing yet. So it came to the point where they work on it, and this is how AD first, and then they 300 years later. And you know, when they talk about AD first and bringing the calendar stuff like that, you know, maybe that's not even what they did. It's very likely at the rate that they do things, that they created the calendar much later than when they said they did it. You can't trust them. You see what I mean? But however, what we're talking about, they didn't make the calendar off nothing. Although they're talking about they are the ones with the knowledge and stuff like that, they are the ones with a fucking ass and come into our territory after they know about civility a lot and know about law, can law now pass law after they make their constitution, they're making law now for married, them get rid of any law against homosexual. Homosexual are welcome now. Imagine that. You imagine that. Imagine. They can't talk to me and tell me anything about AD Anadamani is law. There's nothing to show. There is no law because law was created long time before they come and talk about imperial colonialism. They were breaking the law with imperial colonialism. You know that? Yes, that's true. And if you don't want to accept that as true, black people, you don't want to be free. You will only be free when you start reading correctly. When you talk, what you say, it has all the power in there. Nobody don't fool around with that. here I am, I'm talking, right, on this little station right here, and I'm saying the things because I know they're true. The world is a textbook right in front of me, and to know that, all right, I've been negligent and so, negligent and all that, and not following the historical record. That's what we must follow, okay? And these white people, with all of what you see them have, they are only honest fuckers, attempt, stealing, you know, and committing all these atrocities, all the amount of black people that run, you know, what you call it, they're refugees and all, going all over the place. And they are just there looking at us, who have no sense at all, you see, and they just do what they want to do. You see, talk about Trump at the border over Mexico there also, right? And you see what he did with those children. Yeah, you see what I mean? They are honest fuckers. Doesn't matter how you see they're talking about them marrying women and all this kind of stuff. They are imitating the black people because what? Civilization pressure is killing them. So they don't want to live like they are real sodomites. They have a way to imitate, and that's what they are doing. So they have the immigration over there, right? And everywhere, you know, under AD and Adamani. But there is no legal AD and Adamani. And there was never any connected to nothing called AD and Adamani. These fucking sodomites decide that they can do anything they want. That's not true. That's not true. It doesn't matter what they're doing today with AD and Adamani. It's bogus. Fraudulent. There's no joke about that. Let's put it on the news. Put it on the news. You see? And see what people do with it. Come like, you know, this is something like nobody not to talk about it. I will not to talk about it. When these white people decide that black people don't live anywhere, they take black people out of everywhere they have, and they are in control of it now. They are taking the money and stuff like that. Not like when they didn't have nothing and they, you know, couldn't talk or not like that. Now they have it all. How did they come to this? That's why you see, they hate black people so much. You see, they are not so secure in the position that they are in. They are not secure at all. And talk about democracy. Democracy is all another part that, you know, I mean, diarrhea stuff. None of that is civilized. Nothing that they're talking about is civilized. Nothing. Just bring it out. Make a narrative of it. You see, because what I'm saying is 100% true. Call himself Roman. You see, it's time to bust the story. Bust the story. There is no AD and Adamani calendar. The only calendar on planet Earth is the zodiacal calendar. Over there, that but to find out that black people are afraid of sodomites. You know, they prefer become sodomites. I mean, a lot. You seem like, I mean, Eddie Long. Can you imagine Eddie Long a sodomite? With four grooming four men, and take them out and, you know, and all that kind of stuff with his penis. No, come on. The world was not made for them. They're not civilized to run nothing. Now, I wanted to read this to you. And I want to read how they began Christianity. I should be able to read, you know, a few paragraphs of this. And let you just hear what they did, okay? Why Indo-European Bible named Hybrid Africans Jews 2,000 years ago? Do you know why? Why? You read Matthew 2 clearly, that wise men saw a star. Wise men. Do we have anything that tells us about those wise men? No. These fucking white people wrote that. Everything in the Bible about establishing a spirit God on Christianity. Fucking shit. White people write in the Bible. And I did not know it was fucking shit until I really come to start reading like somebody's supposed to read. You see what I mean? That's right. And that's when I found out things. I'm reading the Bible for the first time and never noticed nothing can go like that. All right? So they write the Bible and they make us feel like the Bible, you know, belongs to us too. No, nothing don't go like that. That's how they take away all our inalienable rights. You see? By using the Bible. All right. So here it is. What people were the Bible Jews? What people were the Bible Jews 2,000 years ago? What people were the Bible Jews? What people were? They were the Bible Jews. Two thousand years and a little bit ago. They were Jews. The black people. Right? What people were the Bible Jews? Is the black people. People were the Bible Jews. 2,000 years ago. And they were, I'll tell you who they were. When my parents sent their saliva away to a genetic testing company. This is an article I'm reading. It's not me. It's not pertaining to me. When they send saliva of this individual to the genetic testing company late last year and were informed via email a few weeks later that they are both 100% Kenazi Jews. Now, how do you get an Ashkenazi Jews to be? What kind of people are Ashkenazi Jews? Because what is Ashkenazi? Ashkenazi is a group of people. But how do you get them to be Jews? Because Jews is not a paternity thing. You know? How did they get to call Jews paternity stuff? Where it come from? Where Jews come from? These fucking white people create that. And anything they put down, let it be so. World without end. Fucking ass. Imagine that. There's no nature that turns on civilized people to ask all fucking none. So you must understand that when these people are fucking ass, fucking dogs and fucked by those animals as well, you must understand what white people, where they're coming from. So they come on interbreeding with better blood than they have. This is where it takes them. They take over the world. And we cannot handle them. That's done with now. Because look, they are far beyond not being able to handle. Because they can be handled much easier than you think. much easier than you think. I mean, if you hear what I'm saying and you don't think I'm joking, then you know that they are well being handled, because they can't, unless they can prove what they're saying authentic, they have nothing to talk about. They need to hit the road dark. Think they have all this money and stuff like that. No, they need to face the truth. Face the truth and see where they are with it. You see, they think that they can kill everybody out and leave them to do what they fuck ass as much as they want. It's not going to work like that. It's not going to work like that. And they want to keep on fucking us. They get out of our territory, because that's exactly what is going to happen to them. You see, they don't think it is reasonable for them to stay where they originate. They don't think so. They think black people must move out of everywhere they are. Why should I ask somebody to render judgment that these people are mad and crazy? What if the Indians to move against the Chinese in that way, begin to colonize the Chinese? What would anybody think about that? Not even these sodomites would not agree with that. You see, but that has never happened. Everything from the African hybrid people. And they want to take it from us after the fact. They weren't here to greet us when we were walking out of Africa. They were not anywhere to greet us and help us to settle. Now, these fucking white slime bark and stuff like that never have nothing. Now they get civilized thing that the gods give to us, and they're behaving like they are the one that make it. A fucking stinking ass. Get out of where we are. We don't want you among us. And we intend to invoke the gods' wrath against you, honest fucking idiots. Yes. With the Jesus begotten of God. You know, if that had happened, that would be a story for one to read. But you don't have a story about that to read. You honest fuckers know to make all kind of lies and to startle people who just don't understand the right way to approach the narrative word. You see what I mean? Now, So now you know where they make up the story from and come from with it about Jews and Ashkenazi Jews. Not good, sir. Why? Because when they're talking about Holocaust and Jewish Holocaust, nothing about no holy. Jewish holy cars, killing and putting on cross, and Caesar Augustus, and the virgin birth. You see, everything is all set up for them to go down with their lives, because they can't lie good. Can't lie good. You see? So they're coming now to talk about, yes, they send the saliva, and when it comes back in the email weeks later, that they are both 100% Ashkenazi Jews. Imagine that. Is that the way they become Christians, with being Jews? Really? No, you got to go back to what the history explained about role of the of Palestine. We have to go there and find out how the war was fought, and by whom? 4 years, 66 till 70, and it is 70, they destroy. They are so-called Romans, right, that overthrew the king in Italy, 509 BC. If you think we couldn't track this down, you sad mistake.
You're all homosexual. And look, you don't have to be offended about what I'm saying, because I am in a country where I belong. Not you fuckers of honor. You want our honors to fuck. And that's the thing, the problem here. You see, you guys leave your place. You don't intend to go back there. Because you're going to, kill us off and you take over what we have. I mean, it's the worst criminal case there that you white people create for yourself. Now you got the memorial when yesterday or today something, whatever it is. Maybe yesterday, right? And then you're going to have the 4th of July. I'm going to see how much black people are going to go there and talk about their celebrating 4th of July. Because that was the demise of the African people in America. Fucking ass idiots. You see, why do they have to take the black people through this? Why? Because they don't have nothing. Okay? And now they're stuck with us and because of what they do. Providing everything and supply us because we don't have it for ourselves. Now, it's time to get over with all of this nonsense. Because poor these guys, where they're coming from, the records is there to tell you, 2 million years ago, if they were going to become civilized, they would have been civilized long time. And they would have a place to accommodate us and help us to get along in life. That's not what they do. Because they were never civilized at all. None whatsoever. The world is free there. They're not civilized. Are the civilized people. They're turning it the other way. And think we're afraid of them. Well, the time would come when afraid of you don't exist. And what you need to do is to be afraid of us. Because a whole lot of tornadoes. Coming for Hunu. For Hunu. It wasn't coming here before until Hunu come where we are and begin to plaster the place all over with your fucking sodomy. We don't want your sodomy culture with us because that's not the way we were created. Okay? And with all your juicy, slimy mouth talking all kind of thing against African people, you must understand that you don't come from here. We come from where we are. God's kingship government. That's what we have. Don't come here and shit on us with your A.B. Anadamani. It's not even a Linda. Expire. Expire. Go back where you come from. Because it's real. You're going to go back. Now, that's how these slimy people want to take over the lives of the black people. You see, first call you Jews and afterwards they turn around and say, they are the Jews. They don't have any sense. Insane. Isn't what I'm reading insane to you? That's what they are doing by gradually diminish the existence of the black people. The poor thing they don't know it. That the church they started out with. Now they have all kind of other stuff to put along with the church and pad up the whole thing. And black people think everything is okay. Come on, wake up. So they're saying now, it struck me as slightly hard. Why? Why it struck that you are 100%. As Ashkenazi Jewish. You 100% Ashkenazi Jewish. Ashkenazi is a bloodline. Well, if it is a bloodline, how did they become Jews? Black people are not Ashkenazi Jews. It doesn't say that they were Ashkenazi Jews. No. You see, but 2,000 years ago, it was not Ashkenazi Jews. It was African hybrid people Jews, according to the Bible.
All the depiction is saying that. It struck me as slightly odd. Let's see why. Most people I know who have done DNA tests receive ancestry results that correspond to geographical areas. Uh-huh. Come on with it. Chinese, British. Now, when you talk about Chinese and you say British, it's, you know, you see something wrong with that. Something wrong with that. Because Chinese people are Chinese people. Chinese not Indian, they're not anything else. British is not a species, a people. It's not an it is not an ethnic group of people. When you say British, it's not ethnic group of people. You see, because the amount of people that are British now, you go and you get citizenship and stuff like that in England, you are a British citizen. But how many type of people become British citizens? You see what I mean? So they're talking a whole bunch of nonsense here. West African. All kind of people can be West African as well. You know what I mean? Jewish, by comparison, parsed as a religious or cultural identity. Now, how can your blood and your saliva prove you to be from a religious identity? Is that what this is saying? Jewish, by comparison, don't follow to be like if it's a Chinese and disqualify British because cannot be used in here. So they're writing a number of foolishness here. Jewish, by comparison, is typically P-A-R-S-E, parse. As a, wait a minute. P-A-R-S-E. All right, this is a past tense. It's a verb, something you do. Past participle, pursed. All right. Analyze a sentence into its parts. Okay. Okay. Describe their synthetic roles. All right. I understand that. All right. So now, let's go now to say they're saying that Jewish, by comparison, is typically analyzed as a religious or cultural identity. How come? You see, so they're lying. They're lying. They can't be telling the truth on this. Because from your saliva, they're going to find out. They're making a joke. They're cracking a joke. I wondered how this was traceable in my parents' DNA. Religion. Religion. They just show you how these sodomites spread all kind of a false impression all over the place, and people take it for real. After arriving in Eastern Europe around a millennium ago, the company's website, Jewish communities remained segregated by force and
by custom, mixing only occasionally with local population. You hear all of these foolishness? I tell you that these white people, these sodomite people, they don't know how to lie. They don't know how to lie. Isolation slowly narrowed the gene pool. You can see they're making it up. They're making it up. Which now gives modern Jews of European descent, like my family, a set of identifiable genetic variations that set them apart from other European populations. At a microscopic level, imagine that. One of two major ancestral groups of Jewish individuals comprised of those whose ancestors lived in Central and Eastern Europe. For example, Germany, Poland, Russia. Mm-hmm. The other group is designed Sephardic Jews and includes those whose ancestors lived in North America, the Middle East, and Spain. Most Jews live in the United States or Kanazi descent. See, my friends? The white people strip the black people of everything, even their name. And even make up names for black people, and later on, but it's a name like Jewish, like Jews. They make up a lot of things around Abraham is a black man. And then they mold it together and connect Abraham to a God out of the sky who starts to talk to Abraham and make covenant with Abraham. Has nothing to do with Europe. I mean, Indo-European, nothing at all, right? But suddenly, they assumed relationship with Abraham, the African man, and a God out of the sky. You see what they have done? This is how the church is set up. What these sodomites do. Say, over the past 12,000 years, if you don't read and understand what went on between these Indo-European and African hybrid people, if you don't understand that, you won't know why they come and kick us out of everywhere and take it all over. You won't understand that the relationship, doing all these kind of stuff, and just invent laws. And all that. They kind of find out that we are stupid. They can make laws and stuff like that and talk about New World Order and all this kind of thing. Africa is down in the dump because they aren't interfering with nothing these sodomite white people do. Something is very, very wrong. You see, because how do they go into all African territory and kill African leaders? Kill the people. And when they seize our territories, we don't go back there and go do that to them. We leave them alone with it until we don't have nowhere at all. So now they can write any kind of nonsense. And black people just look at it like they can't do anything. The oligarchs, this is another one. The oligarchs,
Remember I told you there is nothing about no Jewish Holocaust? Let's see what they're going to say here. The Holocaust, also known as the Shoah, S-H-O-A-H, was the genocide of European Jews. You hear that? European Jews. How did they become Jews when 2,000 years ago, I mean, just down into this in the 19th century, A.D. and Atamani, right? Because it's like almost 1,000 years after they invaded Palestine and killed off and evicted all of the Jewish people, they come up and talk about their Jews. And even 1506 in Portugal, where they kill off a lot of black people. It's not white people they were killing. It was black people who was running away from the eviction over in Palestine, coming to Portugal. Right? And so now after 1500 years, they start to call themselves officially Jews. So them cut out the blacks that were Jews before, and I talk about European Jews. Black people not paying no attention to what these people are doing. So here you have it. World War II. Cost. When was the Holocaust? For you to have European Jews. How you get that? You see what I mean? So you're not paying attention to what they do. You read in the Bible, and it is all over the Bible that it is the Palestinian now that is over there throwing stone, want to go back into their own land. They can't go back in there. Right? And yet still they're talking about they become, through the invasion, they become Jews. Imagine. And the Bible ascribed that to only the African people. Oh, these slack old ass fucking mad people. That's what they do. That's causing black people a lot of problems. Now, you don't need to fight them with nothing but just the truth, man. Just the truth, because the truth is going to be more, you know, devastating than if you use gun and try to kill anybody. The truth is more devastating. Now, so they're saying the Holocaust, also known as the Shoah, was the genocide of European Jews during World War II. Between 1941 and 1945. You see, that was like 1 year before I was born. You see? Nazi Germany and its collaborators systematically murdered some 6 million Jews across Germany, occupied Europe. Around two-thirds of Europe's Jewish population. So you see, you read all that stuff and you think it's true. When you go and search the history, you find out it's all honest fucking nonsense they are talking. And they find out that they can remove the black people out of place, and that's what they are doing. But it's time to bust the seam of the bag and let the whole thing come out. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I want to read a little of they have to say about them being Romans and how and their affiliation with the work and the establishment of the gods and how they work their way, overthrow the king, and now they become Romans under the choir and go on like son of them. Okay, all right, and I'm going to tell you how they pretend to worship the gods, the real gods that on earth, and then go into like India and go down there and pretend that they're worshiping the gods too, when they're lying. They make invent their own gods after a while. You see? And behave like they are a part of the polytheism world. These fucking ass don't ease up getting like, I mean, idiots. I mean, you know, they're really, really down there. But guess what? They find out that it works well for black people. So black people become Christians and everything like that. And, you know, they like self-propel with it. Now they take it and run with it. But I am telling you what I have discovered, right? Just a moment. Here, just a little knocking call, and I will be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
That's Nat King Cole. Very nice tune. All right. Autumn leaves, my friend. For these white people are falling. Okay? And I'm going to read this to you. And you got to understand the what these white people, the game that they are playing about Jesus and the church and stuff like that. They are feigners. They feign a lot. And write stories a lot. See, they're calling themselves Romans, and you catch them into their nonsense because they don't know to lie very well. They overthrow the king and say noblemen do it. Nobleman is nobody at all. If they know who overthrew the king, why don't they just identify who overthrew the king? No, they're not doing that. They call them noblemen. Okay. But it's them, because everything, they have the Pope right there on the compound today, right? And all the goods that they take from the king, it all points to these white Indo-European people. There is nobody else but them. The way they came into Rome
and everything like that. Everything describe them. And they begin to like write and talk about they are Greeks and they are, you know, and then they bring in the Etruscans and pull them up into it and all that kind of stuff. But they don't lie well here at all. You see, so now them run over 400 and something years and come up into Palestine, right? And identify themselves as Romans. So are they different from the Romans that overthrew the king in Rome? You know, and who are Caesar, Augustus, and the other guy there? I forget what his name, but it's in Egypt. And that place where they burned down the library. These guys are their forerunners. You see what I mean? And Palestine is definitely one of the places that they go and do what they wanted to do with the people there. See, because they have the weapons and everything like that, and they were criminals by birth. So now they find out that the black people no match for them because they're going into all kind of weapons, and black people not going to be able to stand up against them. They don't make fun to kill you, right? And they're coming from being insolvent. They're poor. They don't have money. They didn't have civility. They didn't have tongue. They didn't have clothes. They didn't know nothing at all. I mean, nothing. You don't see? So all the clothes when you see them are wearing, they never wear no clothes until they meet black people. You see what I mean? Go and see the history and you'll find they never live in a house or not like that. We live in villages and stuff. That's the way we develop. You see? And this is the truth that African people need to know because we just don't know it. But see, I begin to read and this is what I found out. They call themselves Romans and listen to the language and you will find that, look, something is here for you to pay attention. These white people that you have here, they are the Romans. And they even say they are Romans now. Now we are just like holding their hand in the cookie jar. The Romans, now, they have a lot of gods here. I don't want to even, you know, read them out. But, you know, Mars, Jupiter, Juno, Venus, Diana, Minerva, Mercury, Pluto, June, Vulcan, and more. All right, and I'll tell you, you know, about these gods that they worship. Now, imagine this. If they are not the white people that we have here today, in all of our territory with them, they invade and knock down everything. If I know them, then it's who? Where are those people? All right. The Romans believed that the observation of proper ritual by state priests them into the right relationship with the gods. All right? You don't represent the past where there was no church and say anything else because there was no church back there, right? So they were here under this period. It could be in the period of, it was from like 75 BC all the way down to AD 313. All right. So judge for yourself. This guarantee peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. Nobody else around. Gods. The gods that dredge the four rivers in Africa. Right? It is them that dredge those four rivers, okay? And these white sodomites, it ain't about to tell you it's them. It's like ain't telling you that black people are hybrid for real. I'll tell you. So he says here, the Romans believed that their success in creating an emperor meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. And the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, this is what he said, "We have overcome all the nations of the world." Who make up the nations of the world? The African people, not white people. "We have realized that the world is directed by and governed by the God." So it means it was a big body called the gods that was on earth, doing all kinds of things on earth. It's the history, my friend. The Bible is not history. Right now, I'm not reading history. I'm reading World History Textbook that is stuck in reality, just like, you know, the what you expect Sumerian history to tell you about reality. Now, it's the gods. You see, "We have overcome all the nations of the world because we have realized the world is directed and governed by the gods." Three times they refer to the gods. Three times. "And speak good, positive things concerning the gods." Right? Yes, that's where they get their education from. At the same time, the Romans were tolerant of other religions. They allowed the worship of native gods their provinces. That's not a good argument for them to make, because it is showing something is wrong with their relationship, calling themselves Romans. After the Romans conquered the states of the Hellenistic East, religions of those regions flooded the Western Roman world. Desire for a more emotional, spiritual experience drew many people to the religions. Mean rituals. They promised their followers an eternity into a they promised their followers an entry into the higher world reality and the promise of a future life superior to the present one. It was believed that by practicing in these ceremonies, a person could communicate with spiritual beings and open the door of life after death. Okay, let's go on. You get that portion, all right? Hope you understand best as you can and get something from that, right? This is Indo-European position calling themselves Romans. Now, go over to the part now where they name black people Jewish, right? You hear them talking about them are Jews, right? This is how it come about. They are writing it, not black people writing this. It's these fucking white people writing these things in the world is a textbook at that, right? Hellenistic times, the Jews, and see if this is going to sound like a white people or anybody else. The Jewish people who existed at that time
had been given considerable independence. Who are they talking about? The Romans giving Jewish people considerable independence? People who call themselves Romans are giving these African people independence by AD 6. However, Judea, which embraced the land's old Jewish kingdom. There was no Jewish kingdom. There was no Jewish kingdom. It was King David. You see? So they broke up the place and call it name because it's not Israel. They name it Israel. These faggots do all kind of stuff. African territory and the people. Till today we turn fool. We don't know who we are. Now, it goes on to say, talking about now by AD 6. However, Judea, which embraced the land of the old Jewish kingdom of Judah, had been made a Roman province. You hear that? White people province, you see. And been placed under the direction of a Roman official called Procurator. Unrest. Listen now, because of their occupation of the African people in Palestine. Listen, unrest was widespread in Judea, but the Jews differed among themselves. This is not talking about outsiders. He's talking about the African people who live in Palestine. They don't know to lie, and they think that anything they say is going to swallow. That's not true. So now they are telling you they are the ones, the Romans, who overthrew the king in Italy. You know, they are telling on themselves as well. The priestly Sadducees, and this is why I don't accept that there was any Sadducees and Pharisees. I think they made these stuff up, these groups up. Okay? Now, so these priestly Sadducees favored cooperation with Rome. And that, swallow that with a grain of salt. I don't give no credit to what they're saying here. The scholarly Pharisees held that close observation with religious law would protect Jewish identity from Roman influence. They see how they mess up the identity of the black people and of themselves. Because now you wouldn't think, if you don't find out, same white people who come in and take away everything from black people and come still following black people everywhere they are. This is really fucked up stuff. You see what I mean? Because they take away everything we have and follow us, decided what they're going to overthrow our species. That's what they're doing. Overthrowing the black people's species. Right here in the world is the textbook you find it. Right? But they're doing it clever, right? Not quite clever at all. Now, many other Jews, they waited for God to save Israel. That's not talking about nobody else as being Jews. No. From oppression. Right? So they're waiting for the zealots, however, called for a violent overthrow of the Roman rule.
In fact, Jewish revolt began AD 66, only to be crushed by the Romans. 4 years later, the Jewish temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. You get it? All right. Now it's coming to how Christianity rise now. You see, so they're packaging this thing. People wonder where Christianity come from. You think it come from Africa? They have all kind of ways to say Christianity come from African origin and all those kind of nonsense. This is the world, this is textbook, giving you the historic side of it. Mixed with lies, but mixed with reality as well. The rise of Christianity a few decades before the revolt of Jewish prophets. No. A few decades before the revolt, a Jewish prophet. So who were Jews? Think about this. And even when the wise men following the star, who were Jews then? 2021 years ago. This is what I'm trying to tell you, my friend. Just like the prophecy of Isaiah don't fulfill yet. And Christians are saying it fulfilled. Come on, man, wake up. Now, so it goes on. Now, so it's telling you a few decades before the revolt, a Jewish prophet named Jesus, this is a rah-rah lie, them are telling, traveled and spread and traveled and preached throughout Judea and neighboring Galilee. This is 100% lie. A black man, a Jew back then, and today, no black people are Jews anymore. No, because they take it over and make it officially them with under the AD under Dominic. Now, all this thing about Galilee, when John the Baptist when they wrote the story about John the Baptist was arrested and stuff like that, it's not anything to even believe at all, right? Jesus never go and look for John the Baptist. Not until he was beheaded. Jesus never go and look for him. It's not a real story. Because a real story can't read like that Jesus would not pay no attention whatsoever. John the Baptist sending his two of his disciples to him to ask him what happened. Because he doesn't understand why Jesus don't come and look for him. You read the Bible and you see all these lies in the Bible, man. You see, and these white people they are very comfortable in America, very comfortable in Palestine. Yeah, because they are sodomites. They have no pity on uncivilized people. They ain't civilized. And they're writing all these things to fool black people, right? So it goes on now. They're telling you that this lie about Jesus now, right? Nothing about Jesus Christ is ever true. None whatsoever. Them a father. Them a sodomite character. Jesus never exists in the character that they show in the Bible. No Jesus exists. The black man that they kill between two teeth, that's who they call Yeshua. Right? Today they don't even bother use his name anymore. They don't speak to no black people if they can do any better. No. So they use you. And it's like disposable. That's all what they do to the African people. They are disposable. So it goes on to say the message of Jesus. You see? You see how they're packaging this? Mm-hmm. Not unless we wake up, we won't understand. The message of Jesus, Jesus believed. See? So they're actually making what Jesus supposed to say. Because Jesus don't exist. Believed that His mission was to complete the salvation of God. The salvation that God had promised to Israel. You hear this? Throughout his history. Now, my friends, they are setting a foundation here for something. Why they are writing this? They're setting up the institution of Christianity and using this Jesus that never exists
never fulfill any prophecy. The prophecy never say that no man was to come and be arrested and tried by anybody, by another force, right? And be betrayed and be put to death and raised this third day. No, the prophecy never said none of that. He was to be a king and sit upon the throne. None of that no happened. All right. So it goes on to say more about this Jesus that these fathers are writing. He stated, listen, they know everything what Jesus is saying now because they are making it up. Do not think to abolish the law or the prophets. You hear that? What prophet? There's no prophet. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Now, these make people sick. This kind of stuff, when they believe it, they make you sick, or at least make you quackle. You see what I mean? Now, I don't have a lot of time left, but I want to get as much as I can get out of this. According to Jesus, that never exists. No, exists no more than the talking serpent or the Tower of Babel. None of those things are true. These sodomites are writing sodomite stories. What was important was not, okay, yeah, according to Jesus, what was important was not strict adherence to the letter of the law, but the transformation of the inner person. You hear that? Them attack like them attack good, right? So if you don't understand the story, they got you gone. So in thing, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sum of the law and the prophets. These are fucking ass people writing death. These white people. Oh, all right. God's command was to love God and one another. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus voiced the ethical concept, humility, charity, and love towards others that would later shape the value system of Western civilization. This lie. Imagine that. We need faggot, batty fuckers to come to the Western hemisphere and be transformed by the renewing with sodomy. Agenda of the so-called Indo-European, so-called Romans. Jesus preaching eventually stirred controversy. There should be no controversy with Jesus, who come to be a king and sit on the throne and give people peace and everything that is nice. He's the Prince of Peace. What happened to that? Some people saw Jesus as a potential revolutionary, but nobody knows him as Jesus. Because I know Jesus never existed back then. Welcome to the black man, who might lead a revolt against Rome. That was not Jesus in the prophecy. You see? Jesus' opponents finally turned him over to the Roman authorities. You see what I mean? They don't want to tell us how them white people are the same Romans, you see? So that's what they're hiding today, come Romans. But they are proud of the Roman's name, though. You see what I mean? And now they are isolating the Roman, like, you know,
a Indo-European, not the Roman. The Roman is some other group. The procurator, Pontius Pilate, ordered Jesus' crucifixion. After the death of Jesus, his followers proclaimed that he had risen from death and had appeared to them. They believed Jesus to be the Messiah, anointed one, the long-expected deliverer who would save Israel from its foes. Now, listen, it cannot be, because Jesus was not supposed to be anybody who fight war or nothing like that. He's coming to sit upon the throne. That's what it is. But here you have the honest, imperial colonialism headhunters, wealth gougers. That's them. Uncivilized as can be. Read the history about them. Thank you for listening to the program today. See you on the next edition.